Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having our new friend Barry Yorgrau with us. And one of the things I like about Barry is his name's actually more difficult to pronounce than mine. So that makes him pretty special. I'm holding his book in my hand, but folks, it's not easy to hold, believe it or not. It's called Nasty Book. And we're going to get him to tell us about it just a little bit. We're going to talk about the book, but we're also going to talk about writing in the 21st century. Barry, ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier, think of a one-man Monty Python on steroids, and that's what you got when you got Barry. Many of you have seen him on television. You've heard him on radio before. He's a comedian. He's a writer. He's a Renaissance man. Barry, welcome to the show.
Jim, a pleasure to be here.
Say your last name again for us.
Yorgrau. Like
Yorgrau.
Yorgrau.
Yorgrau. Okay. Like
but
I
you
said.
Know, when you mentioned about the book, you said it was tough to hold in your hands. You should point out to folks that the book is actually printed upside down.
It's backwards, ladies and gentlemen. It's I tell you, I felt and you know, Barry, I have traveled to the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, Arabic is magazines and books are printed. They read them back to front rather than front
right,
to back.
Right, no, indeed. And they do that in Japan, too, and
yes,
in
exactly.
Asia, too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, but see, this yours is even opposite of that because yours is not just backwards. It's backwards and upside down.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, or I guess, well, it's
no,
backwards.
It's actually just upside down. You read it left to right, but it's upside
well, it's,
down.
Well, it's backwards when you hold it correctly, but then when you turn
right.
it over.
Right.
But anyway, folks, you get the idea. This is not your grandfather's book. And,
no, and it's...
Why in the world, I mean, Barry, take us into the mind of Barry Yorgrau and explain to us, tell us what happened along the way. At what point were you dropped on your head, Barry?
Very early, I think. Actually, I was, but very early. But I wonder if that, you know what, I'm just, this is the way my mind works. I've always liked humor, and I've always liked giving things, you know, seeing things twisted upside down, or seeing things in a mischievous way. And when I came on this book, I said, how about, you know, writing fairy tales that operated kind of like anti-fairy tales? So it's kind of like a Twilight Zone for kids, because this is a book for kids that adults can read too.
Well, I'm going to read a couple. Let me read a couple of things here, folks. A hot teen movie star goes to a party. It's one of those notorious wild Hollywood affairs where everyone consumes too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At a certain point, this movie star drinks a strange teacup handed to him. The next afternoon, when he wakes up, he discovers he's turned into a gerbil. Barry, that's pretty twisted.
No, it is. But, you know, I was thinking when I you're the small business advocate. I have a small business story in here,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
It's called Old and Warty. It's about a witch who decides to bring her business up to date. So what she does is she decides to go onto the Internet to lure victims to cast spells. So you have the witch upgrading to the 21st century, technologies, and she goes on the Internet to lure victims. And
God help us! God help us from witches who have come into the 21st century.
Indeed. God help everyone who's coming to the 21st century.
Well, that's the truth, and I know small business owners are saying those kind of prayers all the time. Here's another one. A young gangster goes on a jewelry heist, and when he gets back to his place afterwards, he discovers that his ears are gone. Now, what's the redeeming message in that, Barry?
That there is no redemption. Stay away from tweezers, because what happens eventually, he turns out to be just a single eyebrow, and his gang decides to get rid of him. And he says, whatever you do, please just don't pluck my eye, you know, all my eyebrows out when you get rid of me. And they can't hear him, so they pluck his eyebrows out. So that's why the story's called Tweezers.
Barry,
there's also other stuff. You know, I try to have fun with kind of the classic things that are in a kid's world, but flipped around. So, for instance, gangsters kidnap a really cuddly, cute teddy bear and hold it for ransom. Or a kid is warned by his mother not to pick his nose because something dreadful would happen. And he keeps picking his nose and says, what's bad going to happen? And then, boy, does he find out.
I like this one. A werewolf decides to make a video about himself, and it's a documentary. Barry, what's the redeeming value of these stories?
Laughter. That is the redeeming value of these stories, laughter. They really, and they also, they talk about anxieties that people have, and they're able make people able to laugh about them. And that, for me, is it in a nutshell.
Well,
that is really what comedy does all the time.
I agree with you, and one of the things that I talk about and write about as much as I can is the importance of not only being happy, but of laughing. And Barry, I recommend to people, I actually wrote an article about this once, that we should laugh at ourselves, because if we don't laugh at ourselves, and I mean not in the bathroom when we're by ourselves, I'm talking about when we're in front of other people, in front of the people we work with, who work for us, we should laugh at ourselves, because if I didn't laugh at myself, Barry, I would miss some of the best laughs of my life.
No, indeed, and if you didn't laugh at yourself, other people would do it for you.
If I don't laugh at myself first.
If you want, the one thing that makes contact between you and other people that says that we're all here together is when you're laughing at yourself.
Yep.
That's the thing that's like the magic wand in all relationships that makes people know this guy's one of us, this person is one of us.
Well, that's one of the reasons I think people tune into the show is because they wonder how I'm going to mess up next, and of course they know whenever I do, every day one finds out. Whenever I mess up, they know that I'm going to be laughing at myself. Barry, one of the things though that I when I look at this book, and by the way, folks, when you pick the book up, the moment you pick it up and you look at the cover and the title, you realize that something weird's about to happen. And then when you open it up, you realize you've actually kind of gone into a kind of a twilight zone.
Exactly.
So I'll warn you about that first. But Barry, also, the other thing that I see when I see this book is the way you've transformed your professional life. You're a performing actor, a performer on television and on stage.
Right.
But now you're an author. Now, how's that happened?
Well, I've always been an author to start with, actually. I always write the stuff on the page, books and stories and so on. And then I've always enjoyed performing them and carrying them out into media. I love live performing, and I've done it on I've done comedy shows where I've actually been with stand-up comedians. You know, I do literary readings, I do clubs, I did MTV, I did radio stuff, I did a movie version of one of my things. I love branching out into media. In Japan, my books are translated very nicely in Japan. It's a great literary, it's a great country.
Congratulations.
But there they have a thing where I wrote a book that just came out, but it was first sent out as little stories over the cell phone internet.
Barry, so stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and be right back with Barry Yargrau. And, folks, one of the things I'm kind of impressed about Barry, and I'm a little bit jealous, he's actually performed with Peta Wilson, the La Femme Nikita lady. How about that, guys? That's pretty impressive to me. Quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back with Barry. To be lies, know the joy within you. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm holding Barry Yargrau's book upside down because that's how you have to read it, ladies and gentlemen. You can't read it like you would read a regular book, like you'd read a normal book. You know, Barry, I never use the word normal around here because that just doesn't fit. We can do things in a regular way, but not normal. When I hold your book, I had that same thought. Folks, here's a line from one of the chapters. They're all short chapters, by the way. A martial arts superhero starts to lose his power. Well, you know it's going downhill after that, folks, when a superhero starts losing his powers. And so that's the beginning of that story. Barry, do you have a website?
I do. I have actually two websites, one for the book, nastybook.com, www.nastybook.com, and then my own website, www.yourgrau.com.
All right, that's Yourgrau, right?
That's my name. That's
Yourgrau. And as I said, anybody with a name that's more difficult to pronounce than Blasingame has got to be a friend of mine. Barry, as a performer, as a personal brand, which you are,
right.
The 21st century offers you some pretty exciting tools, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And it's also, what's interesting is that writing this book, the stories are very short. And MTV has changed people's consciousness a lot, so that just young people particularly, so that they're really, it's a great way of, they're interested in short, you know, of things that operate really short. So these stories are almost like little small MTV
So MTV videos. Is responsible for our children having such a short attention span, is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it all plays into it, no? Don't you think?
Probably. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I think kids in general also have short attention spans. That's part of the, you know, that's part of just the chemistry of being young.
Right.
And I think when you write a book that enables people to get this stuff quickly in a page or two, they don't have to read a whole novel. That's one of the things I think that's going for the book.
But how long have you been doing what you're doing? When did you start performing originally?
I started all this stuff about 20 years ago.
So you've really come of it in your career, and the way you distribute your product and the way you
right.
get your message out has really, you've really embraced the 21st century technology, haven't
well,
you?
Well, you know what? Here's what's odd. When you do, I think in many ways I've been tuned to stuff, you know. It's just that the question is when it goes in waves and the waves get bigger and bigger. So I think I've always liked how the culture was working, you know, the new forms of the culture. And I think now with this book, with kids, because the kids market has really opened up, this is really, I think this is a really good time for this. I think all the things that are going together now. So we'll see. I'm really so far thrilled with the way HarperCollins has been doing this book, and just being able to go to kids and to adults too at the same time.
So are you focusing this book on the younger folks?
That's where we're starting out with. It's for 9 to 12 year olds.
Well,
you know,
oh, it is.
Schools. Oh yeah.
So what does that say about me if I got it?
Well, you know what? The whole point is this, is that great kids' books are things we read all our lives, you know?
Right.
They're not just, you know, but they got to be good. And, you know, then and when they are, they speak to our eternal condition, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about speaking to our eternal condition that, like, where you laugh, you know what I mean?
Is that what is that the main thing you're trying to get across to these young people, is to laugh?
I think laughter is really empowering. And I think it's a great way of handling everything in life, because it really brings it down to size.
Well,
doesn't mean you laugh when you know at everything regardless, but it just as a mechanism, it's something that that's really a great way of getting coming to grips with anxieties and all that. It's what comedy does, has always done for centuries. It's,
well, you know, Barry, one of the things that I've been concerned about for years, I grew up watching cartoons.
Right.
A lot of my sense of humor I got from watching Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny and all those.
Me
all
too.
Those
I love the Daffy Duck. I was a
exactly.
huge Daffy Duck fan.
Exactly. I identify with Daffy Duck. But anyway,
you know,
and Sylvester Q Pussycat. But the thing is,
me too.
The thing is, though, is that young people didn't grow up with those cartoons today.
Right.
They grew up with all these monsters and
right.
weird things. And so I'm glad that you've written the book, because it's one, you know, one shot towards getting young people to laugh more. Do you think that young people aren't laughing enough these days?
You know, I think I think people always like laughing. I think
are they being exposed to media? I mean, they're playing with all these video games and everything. There's not a lot of laughter in those games. It's pretty serious stuff.
No, you're right. You're right. There's a whole element of that. I mean, kids like thrills, you know, as much too, and kids like shocks. There's a lot of horror, you know. There's a lot of, like, there's a whole thing. I mean, not just for early kids, you know. There's a whole thing with, like, horror movies and scary
right.
movies. What I'm trying to do is, in this book, a lot of this book is spooky. There's a whole story about a kid who's afraid of the dark, and he goes to stay with his uncle, who says, "You're afraid of the dark, huh? Well, when I get done with you, boy, are you going to be afraid of the dark."
Uh-huh.
And it's true. But I think there's, again, you go into all this stuff, you throw in the laughter. So, yeah, I think what you're saying, I'll pick up what you're saying. I'll say I try to bring laughter to all the stuff that's going on there now.
The book is called Nasty Book. It's by Barry Yourgrau, and that's Yourgrau, wherever books are sold, right, Barry?
That's it, absolutely.
Thank you for being here, Barry.
Jim, a nasty best to you.
You too, sir. And we'll see you next time. Barry Yourgrau, ladies and gentlemen. And by the time he was leaving, I finally was able to say his name. A quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Leonard Steinberg. We're going to talk about something that's not quite so funny, the U.S. tax code. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.